Parshas B'Shalach. Okay, Parshas B'Shalach is known every year as Shabbos Shira, and that's because obviously we have the Shirat Hayam, the Shirat Hayam of Az Yashir when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, and their lives were saved from Mitzrayim. So it's also Tu B'Shvat this Shabbos, so I'd like to address that also a little bit if we bring Zvat Hashem. Okay, I wanted to take the opportunity of Shabbos Shira to talk a little bit actually about Shira, to talk about music, and what is the Jewish Hashkafa towards music, and what are some ideas that we can be aware of when we listen to music, particularly that we should be aware of the power of music. So any concept, there's an idea in Torah, in Avodah, that any if you want to understand the depth of a concept, you have to look for the first time that it shows up in the Torah. So there's a medrash in Parshas B'Shalach over here. The medrash over here by Az Yashir says that, quotes like this: Az Yashir Moshe, then Moshe sang. So Hadahu Tichsiv, this is what it says: Pia Pascha V'Chachma V'Saras Chesed Al Shona. She opened her mouth with wisdom, Saras Chesed on her mouth. Says the Medrash, Miyom Shabara Kosh Baruch Es HaOlam, from the day Hashem created the world, the Ad Shamdu Yisrael Al Hayam, until the Jewish people stood at the sea, Lo Matzinu Adam Shama Shira La Kosh Baruch Hu. There was nobody to be found who said Shira to Hashem. Ela Yisrael, only the Jewish people. Bara Adam Harishon, Hashem made Adam Harishon, V'lo Amar Shira. Hitzil Avram Mikirshan Esh, Hashem saved Avram Avinu from the fiery furnace, Umin HaMelachim, and from the kings in that war, V'lo Amar Shira. Chen Yitzchak Min HaMachelas, He saved Yitzchak from the Akedah, V'lo Amar Shira. Chen Yaakov Min HaMalach, Umin Esav, Umin Anshe Shechem, He saved Yaakov numerous times from the Malach of Esav and Esav himself, and Anshe Shechem, V'lo Amar Shira, He didn't say it. There's not to, hopefully not to say that these people were Kafui Tova, Chas V'Shalom, but the degree of hodah, of thanks to Hashem, they did not say of Shira. Kevin Shabo Yisrael Layam V'Nikolahem. Once the Jewish people came to the sea and it split for them, Miyad Amru Shira L'Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when they said Shira to Hashem. Shneimar Az Yashir Moshe V'Nei Yisrael Heve Pia Pascha V'Chachma. This is what it means. Pia Pascha V'Chachma, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'elu Ha'isi Metzape. This is what I was waiting for. This is Hashem says, this is what I was waiting for. Ve'inaz ala simcha. Oz is a representation of the word simcha. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, we say in Shir Malos, Oz yimaleis chok pino. Then our mouth was filled with joy. So, if this is the headquarters of what does it mean shira, so we see that it's shira is an expression of simcha, an expression of hoda and thanks. But it goes a little deeper than that. The pasuk in Rashi says on Az Yashir Moshe, he says a fascinating idea. Everyone, all the mafarshim are troubled by the language. It should have said Az Shar Moshe, then Moshe sang. Or I should say Vayashar Moshe, and Moshe sang. But it says then, and he will sing Moshe. Like it's referring to the future tense. So what is that language? Okay, many different mafarshim have different approaches, but Rashi says over here, he says Az, then. Kishera Hanes, when he saw the miracle, Ola Belibo Shiyashir Shira. It came up into his heart that he should sing Shira. V'chein Ozi Daber Yeshua. He brings a few situations from Tanakh where it indicates that where does Shira come from? Or that the language, the Yud, then it will happen, comes about from when there's some like motivator. Afkan, he says, so to Yashir Amar Lo Libo Shiyashir. His heart told him he should sing. V'chein Asa V'yom V'lei Mor Ashir Al Hashem. This is what they did. They said, Ashir Al Hashem, I'll sing to Hashem. Meaning to say, where did this music come from? Where did this song come from? This song came from a moment of inspiration. He saw a nes. The Ramban says, a few places in on Chumash, he says, what is a nes? A nes, a miracle, is like the sun nes, the kabbat kol yoseinu, right? Hashem should raise like a flag. It's like a beacon to bring us, the kabbat kol yoseinu, to bring in the golos, right? A nes is a beacon. What does it mean? It means something outstanding that is like there to catch your attention and bring you in. So a miracle, right? Splitting the sea is a pretty big miracle. But the Ramban also said at the end of last week's parasha that we have to believe that everything that happens to us in life is also a miracle. That all of life is a nes nistar, is a hidden miracle. And so therefore we have to, if we're looking for song, if we're looking for music in our lives, in a metaphorical sense, we have to follow what Rashi tells us happens, which is that we need to bear witness to the nisim that Hashem does, bear witness to the beacon that Hashem puts out there in our life, and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us, is putting motivation and inspiration out there for us, and use that to inspire ourselves and to inspire our lives. Now, if you think about music, the music that we listen to, so music is very subjective depending on what culture you come from. Right? Rabbi Menachem Nissel is a well-known speaker. I don't know if he spoke here this year. Yeah. So he used to be Rabbi in the yeshiva, and he gave a gvaldik shir about music. It's on YUTAR if you want to listen to it. I hazarded it this morning because, first of all, it's hilarious, and second of all, he has a very good hashkafic explanation over there. So I want to quote it, B'Shem Omro. But he says, basically, he has this idea that music is really dependent on the culture you come from. If you think about it, the example he gives, he says, like you go to China, right? So in China they like music. So he says, what do? They take the pots and pans out of their kitchen cabinets. They throw them down the stairs, and they hear ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, dong. And then he says, then you want to hear more? And then he says, then yeah, are you ready? Yeah. Yeah. So they like that kind of music. Yeah. Because you go to Africa, and in Africa, like this African beat is like, it's like very tribal, right? You go to Latin America, it's like they're shaking their hips, and that's what they do. You know, they live in Washington Heights, it's basically the same thing.
Disco,
whatever, in Germany, whatever, it's like, everything has to be, straight and clean and whatever. So it's like classical music, Bach, right? Even the Nazis, right? Yimashmon used to play Bach, right? It's very, the type of music that you listen to is very subjective to your culture. So he says, so you have to think about this. So what type of cultures are there in the world? Well, all the nations go back to three guys, the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Yafes. So we know that Shem is our progenitor, right? We all come from Shem, right? We're Semites, right? From Semites is Shem. So Shem, we know, was a big tzaddik, and he created the cultures and taught his family Ruchnius. That was Shem. Then there was Ham. Ham is like his name, Ham. It's hot. It's into passion. Heat. Getting heated up. And then there's Yafes. Yofi. Beautiful. Things are very beautiful. So he points out that different types of music come from these three different roots. For example, Cham. Cham is about passion.
Rock.
And so he doesn't say exactly, but he says, you have like that like African tribal music, right? Where it's like, like you imagine like these dances, like the Indians or whatever doing around like the fire or whatever, they're dancing. It's wild, it's sweaty, it's like, it's
you can apply this to rap, brother.
So it also applies to rap or maybe heavy metal. Where you're like, you're listening to something, you're driving in your car and like some, like, the wailing guitar's going, you're like, hit the accelerator, all the way up from like 50 to 80, you're like, no, you know what I'm talking about? No idea, right? Or like, you turn on MTV, right? And this guy jumps out of the screen and looks like he's going to mug you, right? But he's got all these chains and he's like, just screaming these words and you're like, you don't even know what he's saying, right? But it's like, you feel there's like a lot of energy there. And it's like, right? You're like, no clue what the words are. All you know is he's cursing every third one. And like, so what happens? Like, you're like, all of a sudden you're like angry. You're like, yeah, white men stink, you're like, well, I'm white, but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it puts you into this mentality,
Right? So that's the passion of Chan. That's the anger, the fire, and the lust. Right? Latin America also. Right? The sexiness of the, you know, like they're like linking into like that passion and the, you know, like, you know, you met, whatever, you don't even think about the dance or whatever. Okay.
Go.
Fine. You're enjoying that, huh? Okay. Then you go. Then we move over to Yefet. Right? Yefet, who's all about beauty. Right? Yavan, Greece, came from Yefet. So we know Greece is famous for their architecture and their art. Everything's beautiful, right? So, okay, it's very cultured, it's very refined, right? So that's classical music. You know, you listen, you're sitting in a cafe, you hear beautiful, nice, sweet, you know, sweet things. Oh, okay, very nice. It's beautiful. It's totally beautiful, right? There's harmonies. It's very nice. Okay. So Cham, when it comes to Cham, so those are definitely very negative feelings that it can bring out. Yefes, Refes in general, it can be negative, right? But the general rule is, we know that Noach gave his sons a bracha, Yafel kim Yefes, v'yishkan bo ha'leshem. That God will give beauty to Yefes, but v'yishkan bo ha'leshem, that it should dwell within the tents of shame. Meaning to say that beauty in itself, sheker achin v'hevel ha'yofi. Right? Beauty is meaningless. Unless it's Isha Yiras Hashem Yitzhal, right? Unless it's a woman who has beauty, but she's primarily beautiful because of her Yiras Hashem. So Yishka Baal Hashem also, that if beauty is used for positive things, if it's used for Torah and Avodah, so then that's a very beautiful thing. So music, so this leads us to Shame's music. So what is Shame's music? So Rav Nissel says that Jewish music, the Jewish music today that we have, you know, I'm not going to mention anybody in particular, any groups, even though they're, what? Matisyahu. So, I'm not going to mention anybody, because this can be interpreted towards some very popular, I want to mention some very popular, some of the Jewish music out there today is not coming from the root of shame. Maybe it's coming from Yafes, maybe it's even coming from Chav. Okay, it's better than what's out there in the regular radio stations because, you know, there's no curse words. It's not talking about stupid love stories that could never happen, putting fantasies in your mind. It's not playing with your emotions. What?
What is like the top 40 mainstream stuff? Hmm?
It's a mix of either one of those. You know what I'm saying? There may be something beautiful about some secular song. There might be nice harmonies. There might be like a nice musical arrangement. That's fine. But the question is, what does music do for us? It takes us somewhere. What? It can bring joy, but like I said, it can also bring anger, and it can bring lust, and it brings things out from us. Right? It elicits emotions. That's what music does for us. It takes us to a different place. So the question is, do we want to be in control of where we're taken or not? So a lot of times I'd say, you know, you want to work out, right? So you want to get pumped up. So okay, so you'll listen to like something with a hard beat and whatever. Okay, fine, because you want to be there. But a lot of times we're just listening to music, you listen to the radio or whatever, and like all of a sudden like you're like in a depressed mood because like this love song comes on and you don't have a girlfriend. So like, you know, I feel like a loser. Oh my gosh, my life is terrible. You know, or you broke up with your girlfriend 2 weeks ago and you're like, yeah, let me dedicate this song to her. You know, give me a break. You know? What Jewish music does, what Shame's music does, is that it takes us to a holier place. Right? And for this, I don't know, Rav Nissel says that he's heard from Gedolim that real Shame music, what does it mean, real Jewish music? It really means the music from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim used to play in the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, they used to play it, just
like here. It's hard to describe. He said, no. He said, it's, yeah, harps. Harps. He said it's much more similar to like Gregorian monks. Like,
harmonizing.
Yeah, harmonizing, like voices, like soft music, musical equipment, instruments. Fine. That's the song of Levim. That's true Jewish music. Because true Jewish music is supposed to take you somewhere holy. And that's what today's music really, again, at least the words, you know, are coming from Tehillim, the words are coming from you know, from holier things. You know, even a niggin, you know, is there, it's meant to bring us to a holy place. We have the concept of Psukei Dezimra. Right? Psukei Dezimra is that we're supposed to use the words from Tehillim that David Melech wrote, Ruach HaKodesh, to bring us to a holier place so that we can daven, so we can communicate with Hashem. That's the role of Jewish music. Now, in addition to this, every Jew has their own song. Every Jew has their own song. And they have a niggun of their own. Rav Shmuel Brazil writes about this in his Sefer B'Shvili Nivra Olam, that every Jew has their own niggin, and niggin is davka is supposed to take us, like we said, azimale schokpino, to bring us to a place of schok, of simcha, in that niggin is almost short for, he says, nas yagon. Yagon means depression. Nas means to run away. We want that yagon, we want depression to run away. A niggin is something that's able to strip us of our negative negative things that are happening to us, negative influences, things like that. And the niggin is able to bring us up to a higher place. And this is what it means, zemer also. Zemer, lizmor, also means to prune. What does it mean to prune a tree? It means you're cutting off the dead branches so that the healthy branches can continue to grow. And that's part of the role of music. We're supposed to use music in a way to bring us higher and allow the negative aspects to fall away and the positive aspects to grow. And that's really the role of music. Relating this to trees, we mentioned trees, I want to relate to Tu B'Shvat also. Rav Nachman Breslov has in Likutei Moharan, I could not find it to read it to you, the actual Lashon, but he has a famous idea of what he calls Shirat HaAsavim. Shirat HaAsavim means the songs of the song of the grasses. Every blade of grass, he says, has a singing a song on its own. Every blade of grass is singing its own song. And from the song of the songs of the grass comes a symphonious orchestra of harmony that comes from the entire creation. And the entire creation is mamash singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we come to Tu B'Shvat, it's important to recognize, to be able to look at the world and say, you know what, I hear the song. I hear the song of the world. A lot of times there's so much noise in our life that we get distracted and we're not able to think about what real life is supposed to be. We're not able to hear this song of creation, which is the song that leads us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this unbelievable composer who has all this unbelievable harmony in the world, and a lot of times we're just so caught up in other things that we don't hear it. Why do we celebrate Tu B'Shvat now? Tu B'Shvat, we're in the middle of the winter, things are dead. I have a pomegranate tree in my yard, there are no leaves on it. There's one dead pomegranate that just hasn't fallen off from last season. But there's nothing, things are dead. Why are we celebrating Tu B'Shvat now? You'd think, fruits, so we should wait till the spring, the summer, fall, I don't know, there's things are more around. Right, let's figure out a better time. No, Tu B'Shvat is right now. You know why? Because this is exactly when the season starts to shift, and Tu B'Shvat is when it's even so unnoticeable. Okay, the weather's maybe turning a little bit better, maybe a little bit. But something is happening with the roots of these trees. The roots of the trees and the blades of grass are now slowly starting to soak up all the rains from this winter season. And they're starting to bring that into themselves and grow and develop. And they're starting to generate their flowers and all the parts of the fruit, the peels and the membranes and all the thing, parts of the fruit that get developed into forming for us delicious oranges and lemons and apples and pears, whatever. And all of these things are now only starting, these things are like a twinkle in the eye of this tree. But that's exactly what we celebrate. We're celebrating in Tu B'Shvat that hidden potential which is starting to come about. We're starting to recognize that, you know what? Within the roots, deep down, there's something more that we can draw out. And the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada. Man is like the tree of the field. And just like every man has his song, and just like every tree and blade of grass has its song, so too each and every one of us has our song that we are supposed to compose, that we are supposed to live a life of inspiration, a life of shira, a life of zimra, where we are cutting off the negative from within us, and we are allowing the good parts within us to grow. It's important to recognize that just like any tree, just requires nurturing, requires good soil, a good amount of water, good sunlight. You need healthy things to allow the nutrients to affect us to grow in a healthy way. So too, each one of us in our spirituality requires good, positive influences and a good environment. And we need to be zomer, we need to prune and cut away from ourselves any of those negative influences. anything that draws us away from Torah, anything that draws us away from Hashem, we need to learn to cut those off. So whether it is non-Jewish music, and that's a very hard thing, I'll admit, for a guy who loves music, I admit it's a very difficult thing, but we have to try to facilitate a way in which our good parts can grow. And so therefore we have to try to focus in on the Kedusha within us and cut away anything that's taking away from that. So for example, Rabbi Nissel mentions on this shiur, he says, let's say, you know, Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. So maybe don't listen to Goyish music on Friday before Shabbos. Maybe don't listen to Goyish music after Shabbos. I mean, say bolster and build up that holy experience that you have, and let it be stronger and stronger and stronger. Because then, you know, if you have like this holy Shabbos, you know, you went to a tish or whatever, or you had an unbelievable Shal Shudas, and you heard it in some inspiring Torah or whatever, and then went to Shabbos, you start listening to like Metallica or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, you just like, you know, like you build yourself up, and then boom, you just like chopped it off from underneath. So we have to find ways, we have to reflect and think about ways by which we can practically try to build the inspired and motivated and holy parts within our lives and cut away those negative influences within our lives. This is part of the lesson of Tu B'Shvat, this is part of the lesson of Shabbos Shira, of what it means, of what Jewish music means. And Jewish music, again, there's a big debate amongst all the musicians as to what does it mean to be a Jewish musician, or what does it mean to Jewish music? Is Matas Yahu considered? Yes. Is Shlach Rap considered? Yes or no? Is Yeshiva Boys Choir? Is Karl Bach? Is that, you know, like, is Shreki, whatever, you know, is Sephardic music even music, you know, whatever, maybe he's just like screaming, you know, who knows, right?
More music than jazz music.
So, okay, that's not trash talk now, but the point is that, you know, how do we define, how are we going to define Jewish music? And with this I'll close. Jewish music is music that brings you closer to Hashem. We should have no other purpose in our lives other than getting closer to Hashem. We have no other purpose in our lives other than getting closer to Hashem. And so therefore, what we listen to and what we are involved with should Bez Hashem revolve around that. Okay, I'm sorry for going over time. I wish you guys a good Shabbos.